Abraham Kwolnyon, an associate professor of politics, peace and security at the University of Juba, says despite the signing of the 2018 revitalized peace agreement, South Sudan is far from being peaceful, as one can still hear the sound of gunshots almost everywhere. Nyon says according to the Human Development Index, lasting peace includes improved food security, health status, a good education system, and the rule of law. He says those markers are not evident in South Sudan.
In institutions of South Sudan are weakened. There is no proper procedure in following the law where people are supposed to be held accountable for what they have done. And as a result of this, if you put all these things together, you could see into it that the context in which people of South Sudan should enjoy peace is a nightmare.
Nyon says signatories to the revitalized peace agreement may have tried their best to make the ceasefire hold, but the leaders must push harder to get things done.
They need to go an extra mile by trying to cooperate day and night to make sure that this current peace agreement is implemented by working on the key reform agenda that had been stipulated in the peace agreement. And as a result of this, they need to make sure that the people of South Sudan are given freedom of expression. That means there is civic space that need to be opened. Secondly, they need also to make sure institutions, laws and norms are respected.
Nyon says the government should provide basic services to its citizens, pay soldiers and civil servants on time, and provide security so that people can move about freely and farm their land. Jacob Chol, another professor of political science at the University of Juba, describes the situation in South Sudan as negative peace, saying South Sudan's leaders are more divided than they are united. Chol says the way things stand, the peace deal was only meant to achieve power sharing among the warring parties rather than bring about meaningful development and stability in the country.
Elites realize that when they form faction or when they rebel against the government or disagree with the government, they realize that they will always be given opportunity for them to get more positions, more power, more resources in form of incentives and in terms of making them happy to come back and sit in Juba. So the issue of rewarding, a lot of rewards being given to the elites when they disagree with the government or when they kill the citizens. So that has been one of the obstacles why we don't have total peace in South Sudan.
Chol says rather than focusing on their differences based on factions and ethnicity, South Sudan's leaders should work side by side to restore peace.
There is a great need for the leaders in the country to accept each other and to agree that peace is critical, not for themselves, but for the South Sudanese that they are leading. So if that thinking or that tone come from the leadership, especially the parties that are in the agreement, then we can really see a change in trend in the way of the South Sudanese leaders look at the peace process. So if they agree on that, then we can really see something permanent coming to South Sudan.
Instead of relying on external support to restore peace in their country, Chol says South Sudan's leaders should learn from Rwanda and promote homegrown solutions to their problems to ensure lasting peace. Juan Marina, Executive Director for Defy Hate Now, an initiative that works to build trust among peace stakeholders, says South Sudan has attained partial peace compared to 2013 and 2016 when war broke out. She says several layers of the conflict still need to be worked out by the country's leaders with a focus on reconciliation and healing.
Diligence and commitment across all levels of peace building and also across all the stakeholders of peace. So all these stakeholders need to put continuous effort to work towards healing and recovery from the past wounds of conflict. So once that is done, I think we will be ready for the next phase of life in a peaceful South Sudan.
Chol says South Sudanese should stop believing that they can only make a living when they enter politics. He calls on officials to promote local government instead of promoting politics, where young people believe that if they don't get constitutional posts, then they cannot support the peace process. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sereno in Juba.